On September 11th, the California Senate and Assembly each voted to approve AB 684, the California Industrial Hemp Farming Act of 2007. The legislation gives some California farmers the right to grow non-psychoactive industrial hemp, which is commonly used in everything from food, clothing, paper, and body care to biofuel and even auto parts. The bill now goes to Governor Schwarzenegger for his signature. KMUD News spoke to Patrick Goggin, California Counsel for the Hemp Industry Association and Vote Hemp. Patrick explained the differences between the California Industrial Hemp Act of 2006 versus the 2007 version.
The bill is the California Industrial Hemp Farming Act, and this particular bill is very different from the bill that was passed by the legislature last year and vetoed by the governor. Essentially what this bill does is it establishes a four-county, five-year pilot project in which industrial hemp would be allowed to be grown in these four pilot counties. And essentially what the bill also does is separates out from the definition of marijuana under the Health and Safety Code, creating a new definition under the law of industrial hemp that principally defines industrial hemp as having less than 0.3% THC. That's one-third of 1% THC, which is quite minuscule compared to the amount of THC found in street marijuana.
Mr. Goggin talked about all kinds of products that come out of the industrial hemp economic scheme. He also talked about profits lost annually due to products being imported.
The fastest growing part of the hemp market are the foods and body care products, and primarily it's for the seed oil. The type of products that are the food products that are flying off the shelf right now run the gamut from hemp protein powder. Hemp milk is a big one this year, rolled off the shelves by Living Harvest and Manitoba Harvest, and it's caused the quantity of hemp seed exports out of Canada to increase by 300% for the period of January to June 2006 compared to the same period in 2007. The disadvantage that California manufacturers and consumers have from not being, our farmers in California not being allowed to grow industrial hemp, is that we send millions of dollars out of state, out of country, to import these raw materials, and at the when purchasing these products at Whole Foods or local co-op or what have you, we're paying for it, increased costs, transportation costs. If we could be producing this in state, we'd be paying, the consumers would be paying markedly less for the products. Rough estimates are we're sending millions of dollars, several million dollars a year out of the state, primarily companies such as Dr. Bronner's and Nutiva would be, it's in the neighborhood of the millions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in transportation costs.
A handful of test plots for the industrial hemp farming have been chosen throughout California. Patrick talked about how those plots were chosen.
No farmer can grow industrial hemp currently in the state of California without a DEA permit. Of course, in the past 27 years, the DEA has issued a single permit to a research project in Hawaii that failed miserably due to DEA delays, costs, and bureaucratic red tape. The counties that would be part of the pilot program are Imperial, Kings, Yolo, and Mendocino counties. These counties were chosen by the hemp industry together with Republican Senate member Jeff Denham, who we worked closely with in the Senate Agriculture Committee to keep the bill alive, and he actually the reason for choosing Imperial and Kings County is because they are in prime farming regions in the state that would have the necessary farming technology vis-a-vis combines to go in and harvest the seed oil. Yolo was principally chosen because UC Davis is there, and we will need the assistance of that type of institution to develop the seed stock. And believe it or not, Mendocino County was chosen because Senator Denham wanted either Humboldt County or Mendocino County in the pilot program for reasons that may seem somewhat strange, but it's to see how the law enforcement issues would be presented and would take place with a lot of the medical cannabis that is grown in either one of those counties, and ultimately it was Mendocino County that was chosen.
Throughout the legislative process, the differences between medical cannabis and industrial hemp were discussed. Also discussed was the issue of cross-pollination. Patrick gave us more detail.
The medical cannabis growers may not be too excited about it. However, it would give an additional opportunity to see how the cross-pollination issues actually played out in reality rather than in theory, which is something, you know, we've had arguments going back and forth between law enforcement opposition and industry supporters when law enforcement says that, you know, what's to stop a marijuana grower from clandestinely growing within a hemp field, and of course the cross-pollination issues would preclude that, and that is because no marijuana grower would want to surround their female plants with both female and male hemp plants, and the male plants would pollinate those female marijuana plants, causing them to go to seed, causing the THC production to stop, and basically making those flowering tops or buds valueless on the street.
Mr. Goggin clarified the funding behind the California Industrial Hemp Farming Act and the different funding behind the implementation.
First of all, as far as sponsoring the bill, the primary funder for our efforts is Dr. Bronner's. We've had contributions from other folks, including Nativa, who's been a strong supporter of this bill, and John Rulak has spent a lot of time traveling up to Sacramento to testify for hearings. As far as the costs under the bill once it's being implemented, there are very, very few costs. That's we've worked hard on structuring this bill so that we would stray from costs and hence get caught up in appropriations like many bills did earlier in the month. The only only cost associated with this that wouldn't be borne by the farmer are a report after 5 years that will need to be issued by the Department of Justice that will assess the impacts that this bill has had on law enforcement and any potential issues that have been raised in court asserting hemp defenses, which are prohibited under the bill. The Department of Justice, when we were in the Appropriations Committee late in August, assessed a quote, minor and absorbable costs, unquote, to the bill, and that helped us to get out of the committee fairly efficiently, and it was did a great service to the bill. The opposition has raised a bunch of red herrings and some smoke screens with respect to the costs of the bill, asserting that each county would have it that was part of the pilot program would have to go out and spend some approximate $100,000 to purchase a gas chromatograph to conduct the testing that is required under the bill. However, that is a falsehood. The bill requires that a private lab that is registered with the DEA actually conduct the tests, and that an agent of the lab go to the farm to obtain the samples necessary for conducting those tests, and all of those costs are borne by the farmer.
Mr. Goggin talked about how the governor has until October 14th to sign AB 684 and also talked about public support of the bill.
The governor has until October 14th to sign or veto the bill. We're working hard lobbying the governor right now and feel that our chances have increased since last year, since we've narrowly scaled down the bill and added a number of amendments that address law enforcement concerns. Unfortunately, because the DEA asserts jurisdiction and has its current policies, farmers will not be able to, on January 1, go out and plant industrial hemp seeds or in preparation for the next growing season. The industry has committed to proceeding into federal court, seeking filing what's called a complaint for declaratory judgment, which will seek a ruling before any planting is done by the courts, by the federal courts, that California farmers can in fact plant industrial hemp without a DEA permit and without fear of criminal prosecution. We do not want to place farmers in jeopardy. We know the DEA is zealous in its position regarding industrial hemp, that industrial hemp is marijuana. No matter how many common sense arguments that we assert to them, they continue to not budge on their position. Therefore, there will be there'll be somewhat of a delay after the bill would be signed, going into implementation, and it could be up to a 3 to 5 year delay as we make our way through the federal court system on up to the Ninth Circuit and potentially into to the U.S. Supreme Court. The public should, if they support this bill, they should get onto the governor's website, find his fax number and or emails where they can send in their letters of support. If you want more information, you can go to votehemp.com or thehia.org, and you'll find out all the information you need to know about this bill. We appreciate your support, and you know, on a final note, this issue is an economic issue. This issue is about providing an additional crop for California farmers in an era when they need more help. This is an issue of freedom. The contemporary era, when every other industrialized nation gets this and allows their farmers to grow this crop and sees the promise of this crop, should our farmers in one of the most progressive countries in the world be left behind and told that they cannot plant this crop because it is a drug? And that assertion flies in the face of all the science and common sense. And we really appreciate your support, and keep your fingers crossed for the governor's signature come October 14th.